Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. University of Kentucky Cooperative Extension Service is looking for ways to expand programs for those involved in the equine industry in the state. UK Extension Equine Specialist Dr. Bob Coleman says two seminars, December 18th and 19th, will be focused on finding how extension can help even more.
Agriculture agents and 4-H agents, along with extension specialists, and all getting in the room together so we can talk about the needs and focuses and direction for equine extension education programs going forward.
Dr. Coleman says the University of Kentucky is hosting seminars in both the eastern and western portions of the state.
It is on December the 18th, and it's in Mercer County, which is in Harrodsburg, Kentucky, is where we're having it at the extension office. And then on the 19th, we're going to be in Davies County at Owensboro. I hope that people, even if they can't come, might catch up to their county agent, be it 4-H or Ag and Natural Resources, and say, so what happened at the meeting?
He adds the seminars are for the extension agents and horse leaders, but will ultimately affect everyone involved in the equine industry.
A bit of a closed audience, because it is Ag and Natural Resource agents, 4-H agents, but we've also asked those agents to bring a horse leader, somebody from their county that can also bring us some of the industry side of needs and wants.
We'll have more in a moment.
What's your favorite thing to see in Kentucky? The answer's different for everybody. But whatever you do, don't let the last thing you see be your phone. Join Kentucky Farm Bureau in getting the word out about the risks of distracted driving. Encourage others to drive distraction-free and pledge to do so yourself. A message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau, KFB. Loves KY.
UK equine specialist Dr. Bob Coleman says the equine industry in the state is continuing to grow rapidly.
You know, we think about Louisville and Lexington and those areas that are, have the big thoroughbred farms and that. But when you get across the whole state, there's a lot of people that, and while they might be one or two horse owners, they are very invested in the horse industry. They are interested in participating. They're interested in making sure they're doing the right things for their horses.
He adds the ultimate goal is helping horse enthusiasts across the Commonwealth.
If we could just get in the room with them, I'm confident that we can move in a direction that's going to help everybody. And I'm just really excited about this opportunity and the fact that we've got county agents, again, both Ag, Natural Resource, and 4-H that are supportive.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.